And we're live.
Let's go.
First seconds of 52 steady. Here we are. All right, so, Noah, Cody, myself.
I'm Noah.
Obviously, we can see the I don't know if they can see the names here or anybody. We're very, very new to this, what's going on here. We don't know how it's going to turn out. This is the first recording for the first podcast of 52 Steady. So, yeah. Noah, any starter? How are you feeling right now, Noah?
I'm excited about this podcast. Ready to get it started.
Ready to get steady. I'm ready to get steady, too. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. A little nervous right now. This is going to be the
first
thing to look back. This is going to be like one of those things to look back on. Like, what are we doing? First videos suck, but it's chill.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So, what we started here, 52 Steady. 52 Steady, what it is. No, you want to tell them what it is?
So, Cody here was talking about what he wanted to do for the new year. He was like, I'm gonna do 75 hard. And I was like, that's not really sustainable. I don't know how you're gonna do that for 75 days. And first of all, I don't even think you can do it for 75 days. I think you get cooked. Second of all, you can't continue that for life. And I think with 52 steady, the goal of this is to do it the whole year, and it's attainable. And not too difficult for us.
Yeah. So, for those who don't know what 75 hard is, I had to look up the rules for it. But it's like a habit-building, discipline-esque challenge where you have to, like, so it's 75 days straight where you're reading 10 pages a day, drinking a gallon of water a day, following a diet, working out twice a day, one inside and outside. It's pretty, like, extensive. Like, if you do that 75 days straight, like, that's going to be pretty difficult. So, yeah, Noah's talking about how we got the idea. We were at the gym. What was it? It was like 3 days ago, 4 days ago, 3 or 4 days ago. At the gym, we were like, we should start something. And then we just started ironing this out, ideas coming up. Yeah, so the idea of 52 steady, like Noah was saying, is like 52, so there's 52 weeks in a year. I hope you all know that. 52 weeks in a year, something sustainable throughout the whole year, so like growing the entire year, and then doing something each week. So we were thinking like, okay, we have like a set of rules or something that we're following, and then for each week, and then each week we're doing something different. We're doing like a new challenge or something to like grow us in a certain area or something that we've never done. So again, we're ironing out the idea. This is the first time pressing the record button. Noah's in the basement.
In the basement here.
I'm jealous of the background right now.
We got I don't even know what type of walls these are.
You got the professional setup.
You got a blank wall.
The blank space.
My Halloween decorations. It's about to be January 1st. Oh, yeah. Guys, what's today? December 30th?
Yeah. December 30th. So, planning on dropping. We haven't ironed out the full schedule yet, but dropping something January 1st, and then we're going to iron out a full document about what is the law of 52 steady? What does that actually mean? What is like something that we're agreeing to, and then we're gonna have to sign that off that we want to do that.
Okay. So what were you thinking for just some ideas of 52 steady? What do you think? What are some things you want to do? Just a couple of things.
Yeah, I think big like aspects like what I liked in 75 hard were one, like working out, so like a consistent schedule of working out. So right now, you know, looking a little little skinny. Talking about this at the gym, like one, I'm about 160, soaking wet with sweatshirt, everything on right now. Working out, definitely trying to get in better shape. That was one thing that's appealing with 75 hard, but also like the reading, so like getting smarter. So we'll give a little bit more information about ourselves later, but like we're in school right now, so I'm trying to get smarter and trying to just like, I don't want to say like put us a step ahead, but just trying to become like better in general. And then like following a diet, eating more, and then one thing we wanted to incorporate into Fit Too Steady was like faith. So we want to make sure we're getting the word like every single day for us. Like that's gonna be an essential. I think no matter how long we're doing this, how many days in a row workout, how many runs, how many XYZ, the thing that's gonna change me the most is like is my faith and like getting the word daily. So keeping that up, I think, is really going to change us. But on top of that, I mean, even this podcast right now, we're sitting here, we're on that Christmas break right now. It's even being able to like make a podcast every single week, or just on a consistent schedule. We're trying to become better men. We're again a little back. I'm 20. Noah's going to be turning 20
Coming
in
up.
a little bit. So yeah, we're trying to grow up, trying to get some habits down. What are you thinking, Noah? You anything else that I missed right there?
Yeah, so one other thing we're gonna put in is some running. At least a few days a week. I think that'll be good to see as someone who's been out of shape and I don't enjoy running. It's gonna be interesting to see. Like you said, the reading, getting in the word, that's gonna be good. What's the other thing that we might do?
Again, we haven't fully ironed this out, but other thing would be
Oh,
like going to the gym. Oh yeah, weekly
the weekly
challenges.
challenge. This could be like carnivore for a week, vegan for a week, rock climbing for a week. I think that would be the most interesting thing. That might set our podcast apart as well. I don't be seeing people doing that.
That's our draw to action.
Yeah, if y'all have any ideas, y'all put in the comment section here.
Yeah.
If we have some viewers, we might need some help out.
Yeah, for sure. I think, I don't know. I think also just like the biggest thing of why we're doing this too is for documentation purposes, for something that we can be like, all right, well, I mean, this is like straight up. We've said, let's just say we make our first month's going good, then we just kind of like phase off. It's like, it's more accountable. I mean, especially if you have like another person. So again, focus on, we had our three,
Key
what's the word?
keywords key
My three, yeah.
key
Three cornerstone words were steady growth, faith. I mean, so that's what we're trying to do. So again, first recording podcast. Again, we're on spring break or spring break. We're on winter
Christmas.
break right now. So yeah. No, you want to give a little introduction of yourself?
All right, so this is gonna be like kind of our training history, or what we've actually done. So I'm 19. Probably started working when I was like 16. What was your? You think I was 16?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
What was my build going in? If you had to describe it.
Noah's build coming in was what's a good way to describe this? Noah hadn't we came off COVID, right? So this is the didn't touch grass build, but didn't touch grass but ate Bojangles build.
So right now my hair is this is like dirty blonde. My hair was black. My hair was brownish black from not touching sun. Picture might get leaked one day, I don't know. But I didn't touch sun. Tried to
That's
go
funny.
pro in Fortnite. Obviously that didn't pan out. So yeah, we play Fortnite. I had no activity. Elementary school, I was pretty active, playing some sports. Middle school got cut, but didn't make the cut for the basketball team. Probably went downhill from there. Played tennis. Was tennis after COVID? I think so.
It was your sophomore year. So it was like,
So yeah, had COVID, or not had COVID, but like went through COVID. Played tennis for a year, was out of shape. We did like 4 laps around the dang tennis track. I threw up. Or no, we went up one hill because somebody threw some trash off the boat and I threw up.
I think a good way to describe the didn't touch grass build, but also like, I remember we were doing some conditioning for tennis, and even saying that sounds weird. We were doing some conditioning, and there's this like
it was
this
minimal. Hill. It was nothing.
This is like just a hill, like gravel hill, and we had to run back, running up and down, like
maybe a 20, once. 10 to 15 yard hill.
And it's pretty hot outside. I will give you that. Like, I'm not saying we're all in like thriving conditions, but Noah runs up this hill and he runs down, and I mean, I think you can tell the rest.
Maybe like four.
Maybe 4 times.
Yeah. 4 times, came down. I was like, man, I threw up in the trash can. It was embarrassing. I felt great after that, but, you know. So, that was, I wouldn't say it was a wake-up call because I don't think I did nothing after that, but still. Then I picked up a golf club. One day tennis practice got canceled. Fell in love with the game, you know. Swinging my clubs. Then I think I started working out maybe the year after tennis. Maybe the next fall semester. I was like, coming in, I was like 190, 192, I'm 5'8". I was like, no muscle, nothing. Just kind of had some workout. Cody was a workout partner. We got personal trained by another 16-year-old, and it was looking kind of rough. Worked out for, I think I went from 192 to like 168. That was like peak, probably gained that back. Then from then to now, just been weightlifting on and off, played golf, so I didn't really get all, I didn't work out much through then. Started back last year. And last year was the most consistent I've been. I probably 4 to 5 days a week, every week until now, December. So, feeling good about the last semester of school I had. Thought I did pretty good. So, but definitely the run's gonna be tough, Loki.
Yeah, I would say, no. If we can figure out how to put some pictures in here, maybe we have like
pictures.
Yeah,
we'll do some pictures at next couple episodes.
But Noah's definitely went through a transformation. He's still locking in. I think, I mean, again, at like 19, 20, you're still going through it. You don't even know. You're not going to be the same person tomorrow.
We grow half an inch. We don't know.
Yeah. Hopefully. Yeah. So, backstory on me. Again, 20 right now. I would say I've been pretty skinny all my life. You know, everybody knows that kind of like skinny, just really skinny guy. I feel like I've been that really skinny guy all my life. I would say it wasn't until like, I think COVID, again, like so I played sports all my life too. So like basketball, soccer, baseball, always stayed pretty active, but just never put on weight. And that was also like a mixture of eating and metabolism, whatever excuse you want to sauce in there. But and then I would say about COVID time, right after COVID, it started hitting the gym a little bit. And then, again, we had these, like, we'll have the my first back double by picture.
Like the scrunch.
Looks pretty. Yeah, it looks like my shoulder blades are about to touch each other. And that's all you can see. So, I started working out then. Didn't really, I mean, I definitely made some like newbie gains, but then I played basketball in high school and like didn't really work out during the season. And then I ended up like breaking my ankle my sophomore year. And yeah, nothing really, no really progress there, I would say. Biggest progress was probably my junior year. So I was probably, I've stayed around the same. That's kind of crazy to think about. That's actually insane. I've been like 150, 160-ish, pretty, I'd say for the last 5 years. But my junior
No,
year, I
you're
bulked up.
when you first started, you were like 145.
Okay, 140. Let's just say that. 140. I mean, I bulked up a little bit, but
You got to, what was the
I
highest
got to like
weight?
185 was my peak. And this is not like bulk, like I had muscle. It was just like I was kind of chubby. I was like the same build, but I
Before
was kind of
basketball
chubby.
season started, senior year.
Yeah. Yeah, I was pretty chubby going into my senior year and then lost all that weight due to conditioning. And then I was working, I think I was working out during the season.
You can get help. It helped though with basketball in the
Yeah.
beginning.
Moral of the story is I've worked on and worked out on and off. Nothing really consistent. Nothing to be like, oh, I've worked out for like 52 weeks straight, or I've worked out for even a, let's just say a month straight consistently. I would say a month straight, but and then I've been pretty active, but like never really committed to things, especially like school or all these other things in progress right now. So now, sophomore now in college, and again, I'm like, all right. Sitting at 160, I'm like, something's got to change here. I feel like you can't get to the point where it's like getting to the man age. But I hit that 21 next year, and I'm like, I can be 21 weighing a 160. I'm like a 6 foot 160 build right now. I'm like a perimeter lockdown without any of the lockdown attributes, and I'm just skinny. So. Yeah, I would say that's kind of where I'm at right now with like training. As far as like habit wise and discipline wise, I would say, I mean, and no, you can get into this too because I think this is pretty important. Like discipline wise, I would say I'm not really dialed in on anything. Like I don't have like one thing where I'm like, all right, like waking up on time, not really dialed in.
No,
Like I
you're.
wake up, like we're
We'll
no,
give a
not
little
going.
story. I mean, we went to the gym today. Cody Bell overslept. He woke. I texted him. I was like, "I put. We were supposed to go at 9:30. He was asleep at like 9:25. I don't know what woke him up, but he got woken up. Went to the gym. He lost his keys in the gym. We were supposed to start the podcast at 12. It's like 1 o'clock right now.
Yeah.
That probably sums up your discipline on sleep, though.
Yeah, discipline on sleep is pretty bad. I would say like don't really have a schedule. I mean, I'm like the guy where I'm like this it's like you watch all these YouTube videos and it's like okay, like I know what to do. I know this and that, but I'm like I'm still going to bed super late doing this and that. Just not very disciplined on that end of things. Gym, I would say like my freshman year, I was pretty locked in. I've kind of weaned off a little bit. Want to get back on track with that. Like other things that like never really picked up running. I think, I mean, ever. And I think one thing, like I played basketball all my life, and I played last week, and I about died. Died in the gym. I'm running up. We're scrimmaging the JVs for to help them out, and I'm like, these JVs are outrunning me, and it's just, it's not really the ego hit
How
really
old are
hit me,
they?
and I'm
Like
like.
15 and you're 19?
I'm 20, so I'm 5 years older than these cats, and they're like,
They're cooking you.
yeah, they're cooking me. So that was definitely a hit. And again, shout out like inspiration, big inspiration for me right now has been Nick Bear. I don't know, and he's basically just like a his thing is hybrid athlete. He's a dad, and he's on top of his stuff, and I would say it's pretty admirable. And again, like trying like becoming like the men that we want to be is. I would say around that line again of like steady growth phase. We have like a word that we follow. Like when we say something, we mean it. We're also like doing good for our bodies and for our minds. So, again, important on that. And then other things about discipline, I would say. Again, I'm in school. So it's like I'm not like off the deep end, but I recognize I could be so much better, and I think that's the potential that I want to tap into with doing something like this.
So would you say, like, you think sleeping, your sleep schedule is like the hardest, that's your like least disciplined area?
I would say sleep schedule. I would say that's pretty, yeah, I would say that. Because especially with, I got lucky this semester. So like the classes I took were pretty easy. I had an online class. Like my earliest class besides the online class was like at 11. So it was like no problems. And I'm trending upwards, but like if my graph looks like I was here, I'm like here. Like no really like up here yet, but
What time do you go to bed?
what are you saying, like
Like,
in the semester?
yeah, what was your bedtime?
It just like it just depended. So like
Do you ever go to bed like before 11?
no, never.
Oh,
I don't
really?
think I went to bed before 11
That's like
once.
my average bedtime.
Yeah.
11.
That was definitely more dialed on the
Mentally,
sleep schedule.
I'm pretty down.
For sure. And then getting in the word, I think that's something that I can kind of wean off to. I mean, getting into that daily is, that's going to be like our essential. We got like our founding concrete blocks. Like that's going to hold everything together and then allow us to kind of like look forward without kind of going crazy.
Yeah, we might do like a word of the week thing. We'll have to figure that out.
Yeah. We're workshopping a lot of this.
Yeah.
We're even
We
like
just
after
click
this
record,
Spanish.
guys. I mean, we know. We're not professionals here.
So yeah, so Noah, what do you th what are some like, we mentioned like running, we mentioned all sorts of other things. What are some, oh my gosh,
Was on me.
there you good. What are some goals? What are the goals for 52 Steady? What are you trying to accomplish? What are we trying to accomplish? What is this podcast trying to accomplish?
We'll start with the podcast. I think the podcast, when you if we have 52 podcasts, one every week, I
Yeah.
think, I mean, I think, because if we just have a podcast every week, then we'll be at least held accountable every week. So I think
Yeah.
we'll be locked in if the
Yeah.
podcast is locked in. So I think that's a big one for me. I think it'll just make it everything more enjoyable. I'd say I was pretty locked in, but just like talking about it, having someone else who's held accountable and hold me accountable, I think it'll be good just to be locked in. And try new things like running in our weekly challenge. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah. So again, like we haven't made, we're gonna have our law document where we type everything out and we're like, all right, this is what we're following, this is to the T. But also like goals, like we're thinking like, okay, like we want to enter a race. Like never in our lives have
Oh
we been like,
we are thinking about a race, multiple races this year. And I think that'd be cool to like see our progress and see where we're at. 'Cause Cody's gonna dog me on the races, but I'm gonna improve, and that's what matters.
yeah, I mean, just little things like that, like things. I gotta bring it back, but like the so we last it was this past Sunday. It was like this sermon on relaunching and just kind of doing stuff different and like doing that to honor God. I'm just like, I feel like at this age, we just need to be like just doing as many new things as possible, like trying whatever, figuring out what we don't like, figuring out how we can be used and how we can like honor God in the process. So again, like entering, okay, the correlation, like, okay, like race, honor God, like it might be like hard to connect, but I feel like there's some sort of like something in there that just like trying new things. Like we would have never, honestly, we were probably at the same level unless somebody else was like, oh, let's make a, or like join a race. I would have never, in my own will, been like, oh, I'm gonna enter this 5K. 5K is not even like nothing crazy, but just like enter that or follow something for 52 weeks. Or again, we were thinking about reading every day. Again, like I don't like reading. Those of you who know like what AR points are, that did it for me when I had to lock in on Diary of a Wimpy Kid books
Yeah, we
and
read all them during this. then we got cooked.
Yeah. So
I'm excited for the reading, though. I think that'll be one of our biggest gains.
I know, I've been thinking about it.
You got any book recommendations? Cody has one book right now.
No, here I have one book at the house. I have three potential candidates. One's in my trunk right now, and it's looking like a it's been ran over three times, but
This one's a good read, though.
yeah. So yeah, Steady 52, I don't know. We're gonna be again, this is all new for us. This is gonna be something to look back on. Yesterday we sat down, we were like, all right, we're gonna make our Spotify account, our YouTube channel, blah blah blah,
Here we
and we're
go.
gonna see.
I don't know if y'all like the logo, but a lot of time was spent on that.
The logo has been something where I would say we're proud of it,
Yeah, I
but
like it.
we de there's definitely room for improvement there.
There's room for future merch opportunities if we get enough. Once we get some earnings in this thing, we'll be selling merch.
Yeah, no one mentions earnings, but still, big thing, something to look back on, something to keep us accountable and like track. I mean, at the end of the day, if we want to be inspiring to ourselves, but like if anybody else was like feeling like the same way or just kind of, I wouldn't say I necessarily feel stuck, but it's like I always feel like I can improve. So if anybody, like I feel like a big thing would be just like inspiring others to like do something different, try something new, and just go for it. But also, you don't want to do something so crazy that it's not sustainable. So steady improvement, 52 steady. No, I think this is what we got for today. First
No, I
episode.
think one thing we didn't add is we might
Okay.
make it a competition.
Yeah,
Just a
that's true.
little competition gets it's like a there's accountability, then there's competition to like hold you
That's
accountable. We might do like a little point system on who did the best that week, and then they get a point. Whoever has the most points, 52 weeks. There'll be something for the loser to do. Maybe a no, I don't know. We might see something
We
crazy.
gotta workshop this for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Competition. We'll lay this out in the law. This will be in the law. This will be in the next episode. So, no, do you have anything else to add?
I don't think so.
Nothing else to add. Well, yeah. So, next episode, it's gonna be our law episode. We're gonna be writing down what we're gonna be doing. What does 52 steady mean this year? Is it going to change next year? What's going to happen? Potential challenges or how we're going to do challenges. Everything's going to be laid out in the next episode for us too. We still don't know. We haven't started at all. Yeah, no, if you have nothing to say, this will be our first sign off of 52 Steady.
All right, guys, y'all stay steady out here.
Stay steady, Freddy. All right, y'all have a good one.
All right, see ya.